The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back. This is hour two. Don't be confused. It always comes after hour one. I'm talking to John Zmirak, and we're talking about a lot of things, but we're talking about freedoms and history. And I was saying in hour one, John, I think it is important for us as patriots in America to say that we know that sincere Christian faith is at the heart of why we as a nation were able to have virtue and to have the ability to hold things in common, ideas in common that enabled us to be free. But we also want to say that I think there are plenty of people out there, you know, good pagans, right, who believe in honor and duty. They don't even know why. And sometimes you don't need to know why. You know, when you die for your buddy on the battlefield, you just have an innate sense it's the right thing to do. And I think a lot of times Christians denigrate that. And I think we ought not to. There are virtues that can be exhibited and believed in and lived out, even with people who don't have the head knowledge of why that would be.
I would agree, but I think one thing that changed is once you've been exposed to Christianity and rejected it for secularism, not for Judaism or another real religion, but for secularism, for the kind of woke culture we have now, once you've been exposed and you don't have the innocence of a pagan, You can't just say, I will fight for my tribe, because in the back of your head, you will be hearing, but what about the heteronormative, oppressive, patriarchal structures?
No. I agree with you. In other words, the people who have gone woke, they've already bought into another religion. They've bought into immanentizing the eschaton.
But that is
utopia. Give me utopia now. Give me that and vodka.
It is a very dangerous virus.
Correct.
A post-Christian woke religion is a dangerous virus that doesn't just destroy Christianity, it even destroys the natural virtues. It destroys everything. That's why I call it the religion of the Antichrist.
Okay, but the reason somebody like a Trump, who is not theologically where we are,
right,
because he sees the danger in that woke religion, in a sense, he becomes able to participate with us in keeping the torch of freedom alive. And I think there are many Americans who would think of themselves as pro-freedom, pro-America. They have not bought into that woke foolishness.
Right.
And even though they themselves might not be Christians the way we are, nonetheless, at their core, they understand these ideas about the honor and the dignity of fighting for what is right, fighting for freedom.
And
I just want to say that because I think there are a lot of those people out there, frankly.
I agree, but we also sometimes see in people who have like some inherited natural virtues and inherited wholesome sentiments, they often have big blind spots. And I think because they don't have a principled explanation of it. So for instance, I bet there are a lot of people out there who voted for Trump and vote pro-life often, but they're hearing about this new Equality Act and they say, well, equality sounds good. And this sounds fair. And this sounds a lot like the Civil Rights Act. And that they're not seeing, because they don't have the mechanism to see just how dangerous and totalitarian it is for the government to demand that everyone in the country repeat 2 + 2 = 5. Bruce Jenner is a woman and there are 47 genders. And if you don't agree, the government's going to shut you up.
Oh, no, so, no, no.
That's why we have to keep throwing in the philosophical truths.
Of course we do. I completely agree. I'm simply saying that I know that there are people who, even though they're not aware of those things that we're talking about right now, they still get it when somebody says something crazy. They still have enough common sense to override this herd mentality. That
there are plenty of plenty of Christians who fall for the post-Christian nonsense of the wokeism. And in fact, they're being lured out of it. I've got a new piece at stream.org, a two-parter. Can we learn from Donald Trump's critics and even his enemies? And in it, I do a deep dive into where I think Trump went right and where I think he made strategic mistakes. And I'd love your listeners to take a look at it, because I think one of the things that one of the blind spots Trump had was that he was too trusting. He thought he still lived in the old America, where the Democrats were basically patriots, where the establishment of the Republican Party cared more about the country than they did about their golden parachutes and their IRA accounts. He thought fundamentally everybody just wants to get along and wants to come together. He thought Schumer and Pelosi would come together on an infrastructure bill. He thought he could trust Bill Barr and Mike Pence to be loyal advocates. He thought Nikki Haley was basically a good person who was basically on his side. And he didn't take seriously all the horrible things she said about him in the primaries and how she lied about the Confederate flag and what ended up destroying all sorts of American heritage that actually led to the people tearing down all the historical statues. Trump, I think, was kind of like a good-hearted and somewhat naive, old-fashioned guy, and they were able to play him like a fiddle on crucial things. That's why he wasn't able to dismantle the deep state, which is the greatest threat to all of us.
I agree with you. Let me ask you, since we're on the subject. First of all, I want to say to my audience, you have a standing homework assignment. Every day, you're supposed to go to stream.org, find John Zmierak's article, print it out, and put it on the island in the kitchen or on the kitchen table where everyone can see it and preferably talk about it. Stream.org, John Zmierak, print it out, put it someplace in the home. Okay, John, you just brought up Mike Pence, and it's such a joy to talk to you, because I can ask you things and maybe get something that I have missed, and I suspect with this I can. I want to talk about Mike Pence. I was really baffled and upset by what he did whenever that was. Was it January 6th? Now, my question to you is, because there are people like Ann Coulter who seems to really dislike Trump. But I guess the point is that there are people who argue, as she did in her most recent column, that there wasn't anything that Mike Pence could do. What do you say about that?
Well, I'm going on an excellent article over at American Greatness, which is that's a website everyone needs to read as well as the stream. And it's by an anonymous Washington person, because he has to stay anonymous. And he goes through what Mike Pence did all through the administration. It was Mike Pence who ensured that General Flynn was fired. By going on TV and saying Mike Flynn misled him, he pushed Trump not to stand by Mike Flynn. That's how the whole Mike Flynn persecution happened. Mike Pence was instrumental in Nikki Haley coming into the administration. Mike Pence has operated like a neocon establishment Republican at every level throughout the whole administration, according to this article. The title, if you want to look it up, How Loyal Was Mike Pence? So nobody should have been surprised by January 6th. There was an excellent analysis by John Yoo, a legal scholar who worked in the Bush administration, explaining exactly why Mike Pence was the last safeguard of electoral integrity when the state legislatures and the courts wouldn't do their job. And of course, read what Clarence Thomas had to say. The Supreme Court won't do its job. It will not weigh in on whether or not it was legal to flout the Constitution and have judges and the Secretary of State defy state legislatures setting the rules for voting. It won't step in and clarify that, but it will, and this is Mark Stein's latest column, it will clarify stuff about transgenderism and abortion legislation and all sorts of things that are not the Supreme Court's job. But when an electoral crisis happens and the legitimacy of an inaugurated president is in question, and we don't know if we'll ever have an honest, fair election again in our country, the Supreme Court says, oh, no, that's okay. Not our job.
Okay, when we come back, I want to continue this conversation with you. Folks, talking to John Zmirak, I know you won't go away, so I won't even suggest that you might.
Let there be no doubt, big tech and the far left have joined forces to purge America of conservative views. But even if you keep your accounts, you don't have to give big tech websites access to your data. That's why I choose to protect my online activity by using ExpressVPN. Ever wondered how free-to-access social media companies make all their money? Well, by tracking your searches, video history, and everything you click on, and then selling your valuable data. When you use ExpressVPN, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address. That makes your activity more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. What's more, ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your data to protect you from eavesdroppers on your network. And the ExpressVPN app couldn't be easier to use. You just tap one button on your phone or computer and you're protected. Take back your online privacy with the VPN I trust at expressvpn.com/Metaxas. By visiting my link, you'll get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN service for free on a one-year package. Again, that's expressvpn.com/Metaxas, expressvpn.com/Metaxas, express.com/Metaxas to protect your data today.
Investors seeking steady cash flow, ready to diversify? NRIA has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted at 18 to 21%. That's right. You could receive steady 10% return monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today and receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Call now 800-700-5483. That's 800-700-5483 or visit NRIA.net.
An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by our private placement memorandum. Read it first. See us at NRIA.net.
Hey there, folks. How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? What, like four? The truth is, I know there are millions of people, in fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise, just getting older. That could do it, getting older, which is why I am so impressed with Pete and Seth Talbot. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. Seriously, they recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pains, then I'm suggesting you order their three-week quick start, still discounted to only $19.95, about a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain too. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384. I use it. It works. Check it out.
Say goodbye to all my sorrow and bye. Hey folks, talking to John Zmirak. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. Make sure you go to ericmetaxas.com, sign up for my newsletter. Why? For example, yesterday, John Zmirak and I did an event, an online event, 7 p.m. Eastern time, and you missed it, didn't you? Why did you miss it? I'll tell you why, because you're not subscribed to my newsletter where I announced it and gave you all the links. And John, we had a rollicking time yesterday, didn't we? Tell my audience what it was that we were doing last night. I guess they can see the, we've got the video of it up now, but they missed it live. What did we do last night?
Well, there is a petition at that other school, Harvard, started by students to revoke the diplomas of Trump supporters who went to Harvard, basically. And there are people talking about, will Yale do that? We saw that there are people trying to get Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley disbarred, forbidden from serving in their vocation as attorneys because they question the integrity of the 2020 election. That's the kind of Stalinist craziness that the woke cult is pushing for. I just yesterday found out about a website you can use to report your friends, neighbors, and family members if you think they voted for Trump. And this website will broadcast that around the world that these people are supporters of domestic terrorism and incitement. They really are using the Reichstag riot at the Capitol on January 6th as an excuse to suspend the Constitution, suspend freedom of speech and freedom of association. The same people who urged on the thugs of the Black Lives Matter and Antifa movement in burning down cities, they've used what happened on January 6th as a pretext, and they're trying to just close down political freedom in the country. And part of that is, of course, coddled, spoiled snowflakes going to Ivy League schools while wearing Che Guevara t-shirts, wanting to destroy the lives of anyone who dares to disagree with their privileged little spoiled snowflake selves. I would like to draft them all into the army and send them to Afghanistan unarmed.
I'm sorry, what? Okay, John, I want to go back to... I just want to remind people, please go to my website, ericmetaxas.com. Please sign up for my newsletter. There are all kinds of information that we send out that I cannot send out any other way. And what I did with John last night, it was really wonderful. It was important. If you're not subscribed to the newsletter, you wouldn't even know about it. So please go to ericmetaxas.com. Do that. John, I want to go back to Mike Pence with you.
Yeah.
Mike Pence, when he made it clear that he wasn't going to do anything on the 6th, January 6th, to, I guess there were a couple of options he had. People were saying he was able to send things back to the states. Are you aware of that?
Yes, there were states where the legislators were saying, please send these back, send our electors back. We, our governor, our secretary of state, our local courts have been flouting our laws. And that's how it's supposed to work. But look, I don't think I was not surprised. I might have had a heart attack if Mike Pence had done the right thing, because I never really thought he was on board with the populism and the nationalism of Donald Trump.
But listen, I confess that I was hoodwinked into thinking that he was. I did think that he was very loyal, and even being willing to be the vice president, I just thought that it was good. And
it was an elevation for him. He was a Midwestern governor of a red state with very low profile. He got to be vice president. Trump was doing him the favor. He acted like he was doing Trump the favor. That's what happened over and over again. People like Nikki Haley, people like Kevin McCarthy, people like McConnell made Trump seem like he was the petitioner begging for their approval because there was he was so shady and disreputable, and they're the real Republican establishment. It was the other way around. He's the only reason any Republicans can get arrested nowadays.
I have no doubt that McConnell is a skunk of the first order. The man is a skunk. We can move on from McConnell, but
I think they're all of a piece.
When we're talking about Pence,
all of a piece.
I guess I want to understand, what do you think? Was there something else that he could have done on the 6th? And why do you think he didn't? In other words, why would it have been difficult for him to send it back to the states? It seems to me that that ought not to have been difficult.
I'm just going to put
myself in his shoes to try to understand what was his reasoning. I don't get it.
I think the reason is he never liked Trump and doesn't want Trump and his people to be in charge of the Republican Party. That's why I say he and McConnell and McCarthy and Haley are peas in a pot. So there's your reason. Imagine Mitch McConnell there on the 6th, or Nikki Haley, or even Lindsey Graham. There are very few Republicans who would have done the right thing on January 6th, because as a mass, the leadership of the party was envious of Trump. They disliked him, but he was a bitter necessity. He was their ambassador to real American voters who they don't really like very much. If they're willing to take their votes, but they're not willing to help them by closing the border or helping the working class or fighting for them on cultural issues. So the Republican establishment, holding its nose with disdain, was willing to take Trump's votes. The people who showed up to vote for Trump, they were willing to take them, but they weren't really willing to give them anything in return. And that's why the first 2 years, when we actually controlled the Congress, what did we get? We didn't get a wall. We didn't get any strong pro-life action. We didn't get any of the distinctive elements of Trump's agenda. It was like the first 2 years of a Jeb Bush administration. And that's because Paul Ryan was the Speaker of the House, something Trump should have demanded. And he should have told the Republicans in 2016, get rid of this guy. I will not work with him. He should have put the fear of God into McConnell. Those 2 years, when we had complete control of the government like the Democrats do now, we did virtually nothing. How about ensuring voter integrity before the election? There were people screaming, we can't have this mail-in voting. Stacey Abrams will be personally stuffing every ballot box in America. But somebody said the word racism and all the Republicans went back in their holes for 6 weeks, like groundhogs. The Republican Party is profoundly messed up, profoundly timid and afraid. And it needs to be shaken up from head to top to bottom. Donald Trump is an instrument for that end, but he's a flawed instrument too. I'm not bashing him. I'm just saying he's just a human being and an imperfect one. We have to have a movement that goes beyond one man and his family.
Do we have others you think that
Josh Hawley, Ted Cruz, if he would stop flying to Cancun,
Jim Jordan.
Jim Jordan.
Tom Cotton.
Yes, Tom Cotton. I mean, these are the people who need to be the future face of the Republican Party, or it's not going to exist anymore. The Republican Party of Mitch McConnell and Jeb Bush has no future. It is a party of country clubs and the Chamber of Commerce. It maybe could swing 10% of the vote, but it can swing like 80% of the money that traditionally goes in Republican circles. So I think one of the problems is a lot of leading Republicans really are in it for their personal advancement and financial interests, whereas the Democrats, they have their share of crooks, but they're outnumbered by the wild-eyed fanatical zealots. We don't have enough wild-eyed fanatical zealots. I'm willing to stand on their behalf and be their spokesman for the moment, but I want to see one you could put in a decent business suit who can kind of keep it a little bit under the surface more than I can. So I'm not going to be running for anything, but I'd love to be the speech writer. I wrote some speeches for a political candidate once. I was a press secretary for Louisiana Governor Mike Foster, and I tried my hand at writing a speech, and it was so insane that the people in the campaign would read it aloud to each other to cheer each other up because it was so nuts.
John, maybe I could be your puppet. You know, you could just put me out there and I could just speak this stuff. And when you say something too harsh, I would just cut it out. You know, well, exactly the opposite of what
puppet.
Reagan did.
Yeah, not puppet, like the same face. You know, you're the Apollonian, I'm the Dionysian, and we can work together.
No one has ever, other than me, referred to the Apollonian Dionysian polarity ever. I'm so thrilled that you just said that, because where did you get that from? From Nietzsche, I guess, right?
Yeah. But of course, Nietzsche didn't invent it, I think.
No, he didn't invent it. But it's funny because when I was reading Death in Venice, I remember in Death in Venice by Thomas Mann, I remember seeing this Apollonian Dionysian thing, and I've never been able to shut up about it ever since. And we've just lost the whole audience. Ladies and gentlemen, don't leave. I'll be right back with John Zmirak. I apologize. It won't happen again. Don't forget to go to ericmetaxas.com. Please sign up for our newsletter. And please go to mypillow.com and mystore.com. Use the code Eric, mystore.com. You can get my books, mypillow.com. Use the code Eric. We got to support Mike Lindell. He's going through it. We'll be right back. When I die and the name-
Let there be no doubt, big tech and the far left have joined forces to purge America of conservative views. But even if you keep your accounts, you don't have to give big tech websites access to your data. That's why I choose to protect my online activity by using ExpressVPN. Ever wondered how free-to-access social media companies make all their money? Well, by tracking your searches, video history, and everything you click on, and then selling your valuable data. When you use ExpressVPN, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address. That makes your activity more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. What's more, ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your data to protect you from eavesdroppers on your network. And the ExpressVPN app couldn't be easier to use. You just tap one button on your phone or computer and you're protected. Take back your online privacy with the VPN I trust at expressvpn.com/Metaxas. By visiting my link, you'll get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN service for free on a one-year package. Again, that's expressvpn.com/Metaxas, expressvpn.com/Metaxas, express.com/Metaxas to protect your data today.
Investors seeking steady cash flow, ready to diversify? NRIA has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted at 18 to 21%. That's right. You could receive steady 10% return monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today and receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Call now 800-700-5483. That's 800-700-5483 or visit NRIA.net.
An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by our private placement memorandum. Read it first. See us at NRIA.net.
Hey there, folks. How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? What, like four? The truth is, I know there are millions of people, in fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise, just getting older. That could do it, getting older, which is why I am so impressed with Pete and Seth Talbot. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. Seriously, they recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pains, then I'm suggesting you order their three-week quick start, still discounted to only $19.95, about a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain too. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384. I use it. It works. Check it out. Folks, I'm talking to John Zmirak. John, we've got to keep going on the Pence thing here because I just love it that I can get real answers out of you. Almost always we have these wonderful conversations and I'm learning things. So tell me again, he could have sent it back to the states. What else could he have done?
That was the thing he needed to do.
Okay.
I mean, that was the only thing to do. But again, he could have supported Mike Flynn instead of backing the deep state in their coup d'etat against Mike Flynn that ended up with him almost going to prison and his son almost going to prison. Mike Pence sided with the deep state against Mike Flynn. That's all you need to know. Now, why did he do that? Because Mike Pence is a neocon who wants American troops meddling in different countries all around the world. Mike Flynn was more of an America first guy. So in order to get his ideological enemy out of the way, he was willing to work with the Democrats. That's one thing you'll find about the Republican establishment and the neoconservatives. They care more about control of the party mechanism than they do about the national interest.
What do you think about Rand Paul?
I like him very much. He's a libertarian who showed himself capable of reaching out of his ideological box and being a real Republican politician while still retaining his loyalty to principle. My first choice for president in 2016 was Rand Paul. My second was Ted Cruz, and my third was Donald Trump. And what did those people have in common? None of them had supported, thought the Iraq war was a good idea. None of them endorsed it and still clung to the fib, to the lie that it was a good idea. None of them wanted to repeat it in the country of Syria. If you remember in 2016, all the leading Republicans were on board with John McCain wanting to invade Syria and help install these so-called moderate rebels, who we now know, and some of us knew at the time, were Al-Qaeda, Islamic fanatics, killing Christians and burning churches.
What do you think it is in people like McCain that they have this attitude? I can never figure out what's the upside for them.
One, they get lots of donations from military contractors. So war is in their profit interest. But two, more importantly, I think they're still, you remember people used to play Risk in the dorms at Yale and pretend they were remaking the world? George W. Bush confessed that he spent a lot of his time at Yale playing Risk, no doubt while drinking port. These people are still playing Risk in their heads. They want to imagine they can engineer the whole global society and bomb them until they turn into Switzerland, or bomb them until they turn into Southern California. It's a kind of cancerous mutation of American exceptionalism, where the exception is we, unlike other empires, have no limits. There's no limit to our ability to impose our culture wherever we go if we just apply ourselves. That's their version of American exceptionalism. And it's utterly deranged. And right now, this is playing out. 60 Minutes did a documentary this past weekend showing all the torture that Assad committed in Syria. And that's true, and it's hideous. But some people are going to use it again to try to rally support for the Islamist rebels to take over the country of Syria and persecute the ancient Christian community there, just like they did in Iraq. I've got a piece at stream.org. Excuse me, an interview with a regional expert, and it's called How Not to Stop the Torture in Syria. And this, what we show is the real thing we should do in Syria is support the Kurds and the Syrian Christians, the alliance that controls the self-administration of northeastern Syria. It has democratic elections, religious freedom, equality for women. The churches are allowed to evangelize. The only part of the Muslim world where Christians are allowed to evangelize. No other country. It's illegal in Egypt. It's illegal in Assad, Syria. It's illegal in Turkey. But it is legal in northeastern Syria. We have a few thousand troops there, mostly special forces, to keep out the Turks. The Turks want to dominate the entire region. And the article shows how the Turks have been trying to rebuild an Ottoman empire by destabilizing countries, Libya, Armenia, Syria. And the article at stream.org makes a great argument that NATO is not, in fact, required to protect Turkey. That the NATO treaty does not require other countries to step in and defend it if Turkey's imperialistic attacks, you know, blow back on them. So I think you, Eric, would find it especially interesting, given that Turkey was screwing around with Greece just last year, trying to steal islands.
It's amazing. I'm just fascinated at the idea of Turkey being in NATO to begin with. I don't get it. I don't understand why we have NATO. We'll put that to the side. There were a lot of things that where Trump's instincts struck me as right. And his willingness to say, we're in a new day. What is this NATO? This NATO was here to protect us from the Soviets. The Soviets are gone. Why do we have NATO? Let's shake it up. And everybody just thought, oh, my goodness, my goodness. I'm fascinated that people they weren't willing to see, at least to see his genius as a businessman in being able to think out of the box with regard to these things. I don't understand that.
And the tragedy is that once he was in office, he surrounded himself with people who were there to basically clean up his mess and say, oh, no, 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 of course we support NATO. Oh, no, 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 of course troops will be in Afghanistan till the heat death of the universe. Oh, no, no, no. You know, don't listen to him. He's just the clown who brings in the rubes to vote for us. But we'll manage it all. Yeah. We'll keep them under control.
Okay, we're going to do another segment with John. Folks, don't go away. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Remember, we need you to help out Mike Lindell. Go to mystore.com, mypillow.com. Use the code Eric. Thank you very much.
Let there be no doubt, big tech and the far left have joined forces to purge America of conservative views. But even if you keep your accounts, you don't have to give big tech websites access to your data. That's why I choose to protect my online activity by using ExpressVPN. Ever wondered how free-to-access social media companies make all their money? Well, by tracking your searches, video history, and everything you click on, and then selling your valuable data. When you use ExpressVPN, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address. That makes your activity more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. What's more, ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your data to protect you from eavesdroppers on your network. And the ExpressVPN app couldn't be easier to use. You just tap one button on your phone or computer and you're protected. Take back your online privacy with the VPN I trust at expressvpn.com/Metaxas. By visiting my link, you'll get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN service for free on a 1-year package. Again, that's expressvpn.com/Metaxas, expressvpn.com/Metaxas, express.com/Metaxas to protect your data today.
Investors seeking steady cash flow, ready to diversify? NRIA has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted at 18 to 21%. That's right. You could receive steady 10% return monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today and receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Call now 800-700-5483. That's 800-700-5483 or visit NRIA.net.
An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by our private placement memorandum. Read it first. See us at NRIA.net.
Hey there, folks. How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? What, like four? The truth is, I know there are millions of people, in fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise, just getting older. That could do it, getting older, which is why I am so impressed with Pete and Seth Talbot. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. Seriously, they recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pains, then I'm suggesting you order their 3-week quick start, still discounted to only $19.95, about a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain too. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, 800-500-8384. I use it. It works. Check it out.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more when it does.
Hey there, folks. We're talking to John Zmirak. John, there's so much to talk to you about.
I got a hot tip for your listeners.
A hot tip?
And literally, I'm not being sarcastic. If any of you still have a Twitter account, and I'm kind of a little suspicious of people who haven't already been thrown off of Twitter as I have, but assuming you have a Twitter account, my old friend Jack Maxey, M-A-X-E-Y, who for a long time was on the War Room with Steve Bannon, he is doing a great civic service. He is posting the entire contents of the Hunter Biden laptop, tweet by tweet, on Twitter.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Okay, John, you know we're on the air right now.
Yes.
You're sure this is true?
Oh, yeah, I've seen it. It's,
okay, go look. How do we follow Jack Maxey on Twitter?
Let me get his Twitter address, but But
it's M-A-X-E-Y.
Yes. Let me just get make sure we have his Twitter address. So we want everybody to follow this. He is posting all the dirty deals. His Twitter handle is @JackMaxey1. Capital J, capital M. @JackMaxey1. And he has the laptop. He has the contents of the laptop, which numerous copies were made.
But I want to ask you something.
Yes.
Just between us chickens, is this ethical? In other words, aren't there things on that laptop that should not be sent out like this? I'm a little...
At this point, I don't give a damn. I'm sorry.
That's a point of view. But my question would be...
What things? National security?
No. I guess what I'm wanting to know...
He's not doing any of the porn. He's leading off the porn. But all the other stuff, the deals with China, the deals with energy companies, all the corrupt dealings, he's posting everything except the porn, which, you know, is a big chunk of it. But anyway, no, he's not doing any hideous images or anything like that. He is showing you all the corrupt dealings that Hunter Biden was engaged in on behalf of the big guy, his father. And this needs to be part of the public record. But what I think is most interesting about this laptop was sitting in the Department of Justice for a year, Trump's Department of Justice. He was impeached over the corruption of Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, his attempt to look into it. His own FBI would not give Trump exculpatory evidence for the trial he faced, namely his first impeachment trial. That is illegal. As a defendant, he was entitled to that information. As president, he was entitled to that information. But the deep state is like the Berlin Wall. And Donald Trump was there with a little tiny hammer. What he needed to do, and if we ever have an honest election again, and if we ever elect another Republican president, and I think that's an open question, if we do, we have to blow up the deep state. I mean, abolish the FBI if need be and start a new agency from scratch. Fire everyone. Why didn't Trump fire all the U.S. attorneys when he came in office the way Obama did?
Well, isn't that the question? And I think it's because he was such a political newcomer that he didn't know quite what to do, and he didn't get good advice on that.
He got terrible advice from people who were consciously undermining his authority, and the people who surrounded Trump need to be purged from Republican Party politics. Whoever told him to hire McMaster, whoever told him to hire General Kelly, those people he needs to kick out of his inner circle, they are his deadly enemies. They are Judases. And the problem is Trump, as president, was kind of like Gulliver, tied to the ground with millions of tiny strings. But it was his own aides and so-called allies hammering those things into the ground. And now he needs to come out like Samson in the temple and pull it all down.
John, let me just ask you, just got a few minutes left with you today. Tell me why you think Bill Barr proved to be more deep state than not. And the reason I'm so baffled by this is that the people who recommended him to Trump are gold standard. Okay. Victoria Tenzing and Joe DiGenova. They are gold standard conservatives, Americans, patriots. They recommended Bill Barr.
Well, then you know what? They just went down to copper standard, in my view. I'm not saying they're unethical people. I'm not saying they're lying. They might have been badly informed. Maybe they're gullible. Maybe they're credulous. We don't need gullible, credulous people, even if their sentiments are on our side. We needed, instead of Bill Barr, he should have hired somebody like Rob Blagojevich, the disgraced former governor of Illinois. That would have been a better choice. Someone with nothing to lose, no ties to people, who's not going to be in the squash court with the Democrats, whose dad wasn't a pal of Jeffrey Epstein, would be nice.
Can you just tell me, because we're going to have to go here in a second, but I just want to ask you, Sidney Powell, do you think that she is going to be able to get anywhere. I'm not sure where she is these days. We're going to have her on the program as soon as possible. I'm in touch with her. But any thoughts there on what she's able to do?
No, I mean, I think she took on a Leviathan in the form of Dominion. You know, she took
in
on
what?
A monster. In the form of Dominion. Dominion is like a Leviathan. It's like Captain Ahab in a rowboat trying to take out Moby Dick. I think she's a woman of great integrity and honesty, and she deserves to prevail, but I have no information that would tell me that she'll be able to prevail against this massive international company that, you know, just hires people, hires lots of Republicans. They leave office, they go, like Michael Steele, the former chairman of the GOP, went to work for Dominion. I'm not making you feel better.
He's proved himself to be a never Trump skunk.
Just another lousy affirmative action hire.
Well, he's one of those people that, you know, I think that he really is not conservative in the way that we are, not particularly patriotic in the way that we are. And we've realized that a lot of the people that we thought were on our side are not so much on our side. And Steele is one of those.
There are just so many of them. Eric, we need to really look radically at the institution.
I agree. Well, listen, I really believe that God answers prayers. I know you do too. A lot of people have been crying out to God and asking him to deliver us from this corruption. I believe he will answer. His timing is not our timing. His ways are not our ways. We're going to have to leave it at that. John, my friend, thank you so much. Folks, go to stream.org. Print out John's articles, leave them around for the family to stumble upon. Okay, take it easy. Oh, hello. I didn't see you come in. Alvin,
yes,
I did see you. I'm talking about the guests. I didn't see the people who are listening to the program. Okay. They crept up on me. And
okay,
quite a start. Listen, a couple of things to communicate right now. Number one, people are asking how they can get my book, right? I believe Amazon is shadow banning my book. They really can hurt you because they're a huge, huge, huge seller of books. And normally they would discount the book dramatically. It's like a $32 book, and they normally would discount it to $20 or $19 or something. They've not done that. The New York Times is involved in this, right? Like I don't want to get into that. But if you want to get my Fish Out of Water book at a good price right now, you can get it at Christian Book Distributors. I've seen their prices. They have the best prices. I think it's $23.99 or something like that. That's a really good price for a hardcover book of this length with color photos and all this different stuff. So I'm thrilled that Christian Book Distributors has the book. They actually have most of my books. So you can go to Christian Book Distributors, CBD. I would recommend that right now. That's the best place to go. And Alvin, we've also got to remind people that if they want any kind of swag related to the show, they can go to metaxastalk.com and they can get the hat you're wearing.
Yes.
They can get the mug.
Yes.
You've drunk from.
That's
they
right.
Can get actually, it's not the one you drank from, but it's
I put it on the shelf. I take a sip, I put it on the shelf, and then they could sell it as sipped by Albin Sadar.
Really?
Yeah,
we should do that. We should see what that would be worth. But seriously,
I sold my beard hair. Why do I? You know, I got rid of my beard hair.
Did that happen, or did we dream that?
No, I. You know what? Some people did. They sent it back. Yeah,
that's really sad.
Yeah.
I'd kill for that beard hair. Okay, so we should tell people that if they go to metaxastalk.com, they can get mugs, they can get hats, they can get T-shirts, they can get Albin books. They can get Eric books. Folks, go to metaxastalk.com. You'll see the link. We also should tell people about our YouTube channel. When YouTube canceled us, we suffered financially because we get ads from YouTube. They really hit us hard. And I want to say, folks, we'd appreciate it if you'd subscribe to our YouTube channel. Obviously, it's free, but we were going up like crazy. The numbers were increasing. And then suddenly YouTube canceled us. And because we had the temerity to speak our minds on the air in America. Can you even imagine that we did that? Because we're just crazy. And we spoke our minds and they canceled us. So the numbers went down and they haven't really gone back up. So if you want to subscribe to our YouTube channel, all you have to do is go to YouTube, Eric Metaxas Show. We are stuck at 199,000 subscribers. Yeah. You could be the 200,000th subscriber. And Albin, tell them what they win.
They win a congratulations from Eric and Albin and Chris. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
And James,
in
James, our engineer,
being
too.
The 200,000th subscriber to the Eric Metaxas Show on YouTube. We're also on Rumble. And I should say we are on Twitter. I am on Twitter and on Facebook and on Gab. And on there's a new one called Tell, T-E-L-L. That I'm on that right now. That's affiliated with the Epoch Times, which is obviously fantastic. So you might want to check them out. Tell is another one of these things, like a Twitter-like thing. Gab, I know Parler's coming back. If you're on these places or if you're on my Amazon page, you know, please reveal yourself, leave a review, like the reviews that you think are good. Anyway, I think that's it. Are those the instructions?
That's it.
All right. I'm afraid we're out of time. Thank you very much.